managed Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. Blaine Butis with you. We're between games here of St. Cecilia and David City Aquinas. The Hawkettes win the first game by the score of 55-47. And the second game is going to follow here in 11 minutes or so. We got a chance to talk a little bit more about this first game before we get ready for the boys' contest. And then maybe we'll get a chance to talk to John Kyle, the girls' basketball coach facing St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes play pretty well and win at 55-47. Good defensive effort, good offensive effort. Kind of a slow third quarter for the Hawkettes with only five. And I'm sure Coach is thinking a lot about that. But overall, the Hawkettes do a good job and win it 55-47. They shoot the ball well. They get five threes on the night and 21 points from Liddy Kissinger. And St. Cecilia wins at 55-47. But David City Aquinas came back from 15 down and got the lead in the fourth quarter. But St. Cecilia hits three straight three-point field goals to go up by eight and won at 55-47. And Kissinger at 21 and Abby Jackson 11 and Sharice Farmer 10. For the Hawkettes, now 7-6 on the year. David City Aquinas falls to 9-4, the third consecutive loss for the Lady Monarchs. Well, again, the boys' game coming up in a few minutes. St. Cecilia boys at 10-1 on the year, and David City Aquinas boys coming into the basketball game with 5 wins and 6 losses. We'll have a chance to talk to that, about that game in detail in just a few minutes. The Centennial Conference Tournament will be next week for St. Cecilia's girls and boys. And for the St. Cecilia girls, they'll be going up to Grand Island Central Catholic next Tuesday night. It'll be a 6 o'clock game at Grand Island Central Catholic. And Central Catholic, the fourth seed, St. Cecilia, the fifth seed. The winner there moves on to the semifinals next Thursday night. The semifinals and finals at Lincoln Christian High School, as usual. The first and second rounds at the school sites. And St. Cecilia into the second round, being the fifth seed. They'll play at Central Catholic next Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and we'll probably have that basketball game for you on one of our stations, Platte River Radio. Mind you, our coverage of basketball right here, we'll have the second game on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central girls and boys doubleheader can be heard on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio. A pregame show is scheduled to be underway. In fact, the first game is scheduled to be underway, but both those games on 1230 KHS. Of course, the boys game, two 12-0 teams with Adams Central and Central Catholic, and two good girls basketball teams going at it in the first game, Central Catholic and Adams Central there. And as we follow all the local and area teams all the way through the state tournament in March, and we're moving right along, aren't we, folks, here, what, the 23rd of January today, and of course, Hastings College Bronco basketball, they're off this weekend, all their games on 1230 KHS Radio. On the ESPN Superstation tomorrow, ESPN 1550 KICS here in Hastings, and 1460 KXPN in Kearney, the NFL championship games tomorrow. The AFC along about 2 o'clock with the New York Jets at the Indianapolis Colts, and then at 5:30 the Minnesota Vikings at the New Orleans Saints. A couple of dome games tomorrow, so we won't have to be worried about any snow or wind or rain or sun or anything tomorrow. Two dome games for those championship games in the Super Bowl on Sunday, February the 7th. So basketball coverage continues, and of course the NFL championship game tomorrow on the ESPN Super Station. Well, the girls of St. Cecilia win it 55-47. They have a 15-point lead in the second quarter. It's 13 at the half, but are outscored 16-5 in the third and even fall behind in the fourth quarter before three straight threes propel the Hawkettes back into the lead, a lead they never gave up. They led it 49-41 after those three threes and made 6 out of 12 free throws down the stretch and won the basketball game 55-47. Libby Kissinger leading the way with 21, and the Hawkettes holding the 21-point score on the season, Katie Hollebeck, to only 8 points for David City Aquinas. The Hawkettes now 7-6. Aquinas girls lose their third in a row, and they fall to 9-4. Well, that will do it for the girls' coverage of things, and St. Cecilia with the win by the score of 55-47. We'll take a timeout, and when we return, we'll talk about this boys' game coming up between the Blue Hawks and the Monarchs. We'll be back and talk about boys' basketball in 2 minutes.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. We have a chance to talk before we get into the boys' contest with P.J. Henry. He's the assistant basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. The Hawkettes winning that first game by the score 55-47. Coach, thanks for coming up. Appreciate it. Pretty good effort by your ball club. I know you're concerned with the only 5 points in the third quarter, but overall, good effort by your kids shooting the ball, playing defense and offense. Got to be pretty happy with things.
Yes, we are. We about three or four games ago, we changed some way we were doing some things and trying to turn everything into a positive energy. The girls know how to play. And, you know, we just stopped harping on them on some things and try to keep everything positive. And so far, they've looked real good the last three or four ball games.
I know one of the things going into this game, Coach Kyle was talking about, well, we need to shoot the ball well today to kind of alleviate some of that Katie Hollebeck stuff inside. We need to shoot the ball well because we may not have much inside. You came out, shot the ball well, and shot the threes well all night and get three in a row there in the fourth quarter, key part of the game. So you shot the ball well tonight. I know you really like to see that because you had to tonight.
Yes, we did. And we see it every day in practice. They can shoot the ball, you know, and sometimes we shoot a lot of threes, and today they went in, and we've got Libby Kissinger been in a little slump, and Libby's back, and if they all just stay together and everybody stays positive, and hopefully things will work out for them.
Yeah, Libby has 21. She has five threes and hits four free throws in the final 35 seconds, too. A great defensive effort, Coach, on Hollebeck, who averages just under 21. She only has eight. Obviously, the plan was to converge on her. She really didn't touch the ball much in the first half, but I think the girls followed that plan of collapsing on her, just not giving her any good looks. That was the plan, I guess.
Yes, we started Wednesday night working against what we're going to do with her, and we wanted to double up when we had a chance and maybe get some of the small girls in there to slap the ball out of her hand once she turned and then somebody else on her. So they did a real good job, and they stayed with the game plan. And
your ball club, you don't mind giving up the fouls. You got to put the pressure on. If you do happen to foul, that's okay because you run 9 or 10 girls in there anyway, and so you can afford to give up some fouls to her. And you kept her away from the boards, too. You did a good job of rebounding, too. So overall, just a great job on her tonight, and that really really helped you out tonight.
Yes, it did. And we talked to him, and we're starting to get it. We have to be – our post girls have to be more physical, and they're starting to get it. We tell them to do a little pushing and a little shoving and see what the refs will give them, and then we go from there.
The offense now and the defense is going to face Grand Island Central Catholic in the first round of the tournament, the next Tuesday, Centennial Conference Tournament. You'll play them again in a couple of weeks, too. But the tournament next week, I know this is a big win today, give you some momentum heading into the tournament to go up to a tough Central Catholic team. But I know, I'm sure the girls are looking forward to next week, but it's a real challenge coming up next week.
Yes, it is. GICC plays real good defense. Andy's got them playing hard, but this was a great win. We played a lot of good teams in the last 7 or 8 ball games. It seemed like everybody's ranked, and then we went toe-to-toe with Bellevue East and finally pulled out a win against a rated team, which is works into that positive stuff and keeping girls' chins up, and they're doing a real good job of that. And we talked to them a lot, and go from there.
Yeah, it'll be Tuesday night over at Central Catholic. That's your next one, Coach. But congratulations on this one. The girls should enjoy it for a while, I know, but they'll be getting back into it to come tomorrow and Monday. Thanks for coming up, and a great job by the Hawkettes tonight. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Blaine. Thanks for being here.
You bet. That's P.J. Henry, assistant basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, as they win it 55-47. The boys' game coming up here, the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks with the 10-1 mark on the season. David City Aquinas at 5-6 on the basketball season, and the Blue Hawks come in with 10 wins and 1 loss on the season, and St. Cecilia with the win last week, their last game over Kearney Catholic by the score of 57-27. They have not lost since December 22nd. Their only loss was to Gretna. Aquinas Catholic comes in off a win on Tuesday night over Schuyler by the score of 42-30, and David City Aquinas is 5-6 on the year, so they come in here with a win, and they are 5-6, and St. Cecilia at 10-1 on the basketball season. St. Cecilia tonight expected to start the usual suspects here. 6'2" senior Dalton Seeley, who averages 13 points a game. The 6'10" junior Zach Stirrup, 13 points a game. Paul Gettert, a 6'4" senior, he averages 9 points and 7 rebounds per game. Bo Schwenka, the 6'2" senior, 7 points, 1.8 rebounds, and Joe Ryan, the 6'2" senior, 4.5 points, 1.5 rebounds for St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks at 10-1 on the year, and they are riding a 5-game winning streak, and they could be playing Aquinas again on Tuesday. They'll have a home game in the first round of the conference tournament. For David City Aquinas, the Monarchs will start in this game. Kelby Vandenberg, a 6'3 senior, Lee Sabata, a 6'3 senior, Zach Smith, a 6'3 senior. That's the front line. Tony Burkle is a 5'11 junior, and Jordan Vavrina is a 6'1 junior for David City Aquinas. Now, the leading scorer for this ball club on the season for the Monarchs, Jordan Vavrina averages 12 points a game. Kelby Vandenberg averages 10. They're the two in double figures. And coming into this game, Aquinas averages 42 a game. They give up 48 on the contest, so they are looking for some more offense here tonight as they average 42 on the season. St. Cecilia comes in averaging 57 a game, but the Blue Hawks defense giving up only 36 points per contest this season so far. And the boys' game about to begin here, St. Cecilia and David City Aquinas. And coming out is Sabata and Vandenberg, Vavrina, Burkle, and Zach Smith for David City Aquinas. It's Stirrup, Ryan, Schwenka, Gettert, and Dalton Seeley for St. Cecilia. And the Blue Hawks and Aquinas about ready to zip things off. St. Cecilia wins the girls' game 55-2. 47. St. Cecilia going from right to left, and the big 6'10 junior Zach Stirrup usually controls the tip. St. Cecilia usually gets the basketball first. This tip is controlled, though, on the way down by David City Aquinas, and Zach Smith has the basketball. St. Cecilia will start out in their customary man-to-man defense. Burkle has it. Right side to Sabata. In the corner now to Vandenberg. Stirrup on him. Vandenberg, the 6'3 senior, one of the leading scorers for this basketball team. David City Aquinas with the ball. First position tipped away by Gettert. He'll get the steal. Turnover on Aquinas. Gettert in the front court to Seeley. Cross down the lane and up and good. Dalton Seeley flies through the lane, gets the pass from Gettert and scores. 2-0 St. Cecilia. Gettert assist. Bucket by Dalton Seeley. Front court, it's Jordan Vavrina, the 6'1 junior. Ryan on him. Vavrina is the leading scorer for Aquinas at about 13 a game. In the corner, inside pass is going to be wide and picked off by Schwenka, knocked away from him and stolen back by Aquinas. So teams turn it over there. There's a shot put up, going to be no good. The rebound by Seeley, lost control, but it goes to Joe Ryan, and the Blue Hawks will control. I'll slow it up here a little bit. We played 1 minute, 2-0 St. Cecilia. High school basketball here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio and Hastings, Nebraska. There's a pass tipped and stolen. The Blue Hawks turn it over for the second time. Grabbed there by Vandenberg. Vandenberg to Zach Smith. Schwenk on the defense there of Zach Smith. Bounce pass right side to Sabata. Gettert on the defense there. Lee Sabata with it. Gives it up to Burkle, the 5'11 junior. To Smith, deep on the left wing. Zach Smith guarded by Schwenka. Smith now looks inside, has no pass. Bounce pass inside, gliding to the bucket. Shot put up and good. Scoring on the play. Is Jordan Vavrina. Vavrina scores, and we're tied at 2 with 6:16 to go in the first quarter. So Jordan Vavrina gets the first field goal for David City Aquinas. Front court, Schwenka to Ryan. Joe Ryan with it. Free throw line pass to Stirrup. Left wing to Seeley for 3 in the air. Bounces off, no good. Zach Smith with the rebound for the Monarchs. Zach Smith runs it into the front court to our right here at Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia High School. We're tied at 2 in the boys' game. We played a little over 2 minutes. Burkle with it. To Smith on the left wing. Pass inside. Sabata's shot's knocked away and blocked out of there. Tipped around in the lane. It goes back out to Vavrina. He's behind the arc. Gives it up to Burkle. So the block there for St. Cecilia, but they can't control the basketball. And the Monarchs have it. Sabata on the corner to Vavrina. The left-handed shot for 3 is going to be no good. Long rebound goes into the corner, and it's grabbed there by Schwenka. So the missed shot there by the left-hander, Jordan Vavrina. Schwenka front court for the Blue Hawks. Bounce pass to Seeley, deep in the corner to Ryan, inside to Stirrup, double team, puts it up with the left hand, rolls off, no good. Gettert with the offensive rebound and a whistle. As Gettert got the ball, then he was pushed as he was inside the lane, and a foul going to be called. On Kelby Vandenberg, that's his first non-shooting situation inbounded. Schwenka to Stirrup, to Ryan for 3 in the air, in the hole, Joe Ryan for 3. St. Cecilia leads 5-2. 5:05 to go, first quarter. So Joe Ryan with a shot and a 3. Start things off. Front court, Smith with it for David City Aquinas now to Vavrina. In the ball game, Trey Semrod for the first time. Semrod has the ball, and there's a shot by Smith in the air in the hole for 3. Zach Smith for 3, and we're tied at 5. So the teams trade 2-point field goals and 3-point field goals. St. Cecilia has the ball. We're tied at 5. Stirrup in the lane. Out to Schwenka for 3 in the air. Is going to roll out of there. No good. Tipped around on the baseline. Trying to save it is Vavrina. And he does off Dalton Seeley. So a good play there by Jordan Vavrina. And it'll be Aquinas basketball. 5-5 tie. 4:33 to go. Quickly back in is Tony Burkle. And going out is going to be Jordan Vavrina. Vavrina has 2 points. He'll get his first breather. St. Cecilia with defensive pressure in the backcourt. Schwenka now will guard Smith as he crosses the timeline for the Monarchs. We're tied at 5, 4:25 to go, first quarter. Smith gives it to Burkle. Tony Burkle, the 5'11 junior, on the switch. Schwenka picks up Burkle. Smith deep in the left corner. Gettert on the defense there. Sabata to Smith. Lee Sabata to Smith in the corner now. Shot put up by Vandenberg. Kelby Vandenberg with 2. His first field goal in the first lead for David City Aquinas, 7-5, Monarchs. Front court, Seeley to Schwenka. Pass to Stirrup. Stirrup double team, back out to Schwenka. The corner now to Joe Ryan, has no shot. Back out to Seeley, deep in the corner to Gettert. 13-footer from the baseline, rolls off, no good, and a whistle and a foul going to be called, a pushing foul on Lee Sabata of David City, as he had given up the inside position to Joe Ryan and had to push Ryan trying to get the rebound. Vavrina checks back in. Lee Sabata goes out for Aquinas. Non-shooting foul situation. Basketball inbounded by the Blue Hawks. Schwenka to Gettert to Ryan. 3:38 to go. Quickly played first quarter. 7-5 Aquinas. Aquinas in the zone out of bounds play. Seeley inside to Gettert on the baseline. Shot put up. It'll roll off there. No good. Stirb will grab it. Knocked away from him. Gettert grabs it. His shot rolls off. Gettert another offensive rebound. Puts it up and scores. Gettert working the offensive board. Scores to tie it at 7. Couple offensive rebounds there by Paul Gettert. He scores as St. Cecilia has 3 chances inside. Tie it at 7, and a foul going to be called and a push on Bo Schwenka. A little too close there on Schwenka. Philip Hamburger will check in for the first time for St. Cecilia. Also coming back in is Lee Sabata. Sabata in and Zach Smith out. Ryan goes out as Hamburger checks in for St. Cecilia. Hamburger, the 6-foot sophomore. 7-7 tie, 3:05 to go in the first. Vavrina with it to Burkle. Tony Burkle for David City Aquinas. To the baseline, left side, to Sabata. Back out to Vavrina. Couple of dribbles with the left hand, now with the right hand. Back to the left. Jordan Vavrina, the 6'1 junior. Hamburger on the defense and a whistle. And away and with the basketball. Excuse me, a foul going to be called on St. Cecilia. Going to be on Philip Hamburger, his first. Team's second. We're still tied at 7, 2:50 to go in the first. Burkle inbounds to Vavrina. Jordan Vavrina for David City Aquinas gives it back up to Burkle. Tony Burkle, the junior. Schwenka on the defense, deep in the corner to Vavrina. Back to Burkle. Right side now to Semrod. Trey Semrod, the 5'7 sophomore, to Burkle. Right side to Sabata. They look inside for Vandenberg, but no pass there. Sabata with it, gives it up to Burkle. He's at the baseline. Good man-to-man defense for St. Cecilia. We're still tied at 7 here. Back out to Vavrina. Free throw line pass to Vandenberg. Kelby back out to Burkle. To Vandenberg. Fakes, gets to the free throw line. 15-footer with the left hand. No good, but the rebound right there is Burkle. That bounce right to Tony Burkle. He was left unattended, and he put it up off the glass and good. 9-7 Aquinas. Front court is Schwenka. Schwenka back to Seeley. Seeley underneath to Stirrup. He will drive, put it up, and score easily there. Zach Stirrup with the score, and we're tied at 9. St. Cecilia tries to work it inside of the big 6'10 junior, and Stirrup gets free that time and scores. Tied at 9, 1:50 to go in the first quarter of play. Sabata with it. And Sabata to Tony Burkle. Burkle to Semrod. To Burkle. To Vavrina for 3 in the air. In the hole for 3. Jordan Vavrina, quick shot with the left hand. 12-9 Aquinas with a 3-point lead. 1:30 to go in the first quarter. Hamburger front court to Schwenka. Bo Schwenka for St. Cecilia. To Hamburger, deep in the corner to Seeley for 3 in the air. Off the rim, no good. The rebound by Burkle, 3-point lead. Out to Semrod. Trey Semrod, the sophomore, 1-3, will slow it up now for the Monarchs. Passes to Burkle. 1:11 to go. To Vavrina, to Burkle. Back out to Vavrina, quick 3 in the air. Going to be flat this time and no good. The long rebound to Schwenka. Bo Schwenka, bounce pass, front court, Seeley. He will drive, shoot, and score. Dalton Seeley with 4. 12-11 Monarchs. And Monarchs will slow it up just a little bit here. With 50 seconds to go, first quarter, 12-11. David City Aquinas with the lead. Good first quarter in this basketball game. Tipped away. Schwenka goes to the floor. And backcourt violation on Aquinas. Their third turnover. Simon Ostrander will check in for the first time for St. Cecilia. He's a 5'9 sophomore. Seeley goes out. Schwenka goes out. Ostrander comes in. And Joe Ryan checks back in. St. Cecilia ball down here, 12-11. Zach Smith has come back in for David City Aquinas. Ostrander to Hamburger to Ryan, top of the key for 3 in the hole. Second 3 of the quarter for Ryan. St. Cecilia gets the lead back at 14-12 with 27 seconds to go, first quarter. 2 threes this quarter for Joe Ryan. Front court, Smith to Sabata. Lee Sabata with Gettert on the defense, tipped away, but it goes to Vavrina. Jordan Vavrina for Aquinas. The Vandenberg 17-footer will roll out. No good. Gettert with the rebound for St. Cecilia. 10 seconds to go. Blue Hawks by 2. Front court is Ryan with 6. Ryan loops a pass to Ostrander with 4. Ostrander to Ryan. Baseline to Gettert. They need to shoot with 1. Ryan shot for that will be no good by Gettert, and that will be the end of the first quarter. We played one. It's St. Cecilia 14, David City Aquinas 12. We'll be back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
One quarter in the books here at Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia High School. High school basketball here this evening for you on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. St. Cecilia leads by the score of 14-12. Blue Hawks led 5-2. Aquinas comes back to take a 7-5 lead, led 9-7 and 12-9 for St. Cecilia. Scores the last five of the quarter and leads 14-12. And 2 3-pointers in that first quarter for Joe Ryan. He has 6. Dalton Seeley, 4, and 2 apiece for Zach Stirrup and Paul Gettert. 5 for Jordan Vavrina, and 3 for Zach Smith. 2 each for Tony Burkle and Kelby Vandenberg for Aquinas. No fouls. Shots attempted in the first quarter. 2 team fouls on each team. 3 turnovers on Aquinas, 2 on St. Cecilia. And the Blue Hawks have the ball. Ostrander to Ryan. Zone defense to start this quarter for Aquinas. Ostrander inside to Stirrup. Underneath to Ryan. He will drive. Shoot shot short. No good. Offensive rebound. Ryan puts it up short, but he's fouled on the play. And Joe Ryan will go to the line and shoot 2 for St. Cecilia. Joe comes in to the basketball game. He scored 6 already this quarter now. Joe's not the scorer on the ball club. He only averages 4.5 points, but the solid, the role player for St. Cecilia. Free throw up, and he'll roll down and good. That's 7 for Ryan. Again, he averages 4.5 a game. He has 7 first half. 15-12, Blue Hawks. Second free throw for Ryan is up and good. A foul, I believe, was on Tony Burkle, his first team's third. Ryan makes them both. He has 8. Half of the St. Cecilia points. They lead 16-12. Front court is Tony Burkle for David City Aquinas. Ostrander on the defense there. To Vandenberg. 15-footer by Kelby's in and out. No good. Stirrup clears. St. Cecilia with Stirrup and Hamburger and Ostrander. Ryan and Gettert. There's a pass going to be over the head of Zach Stirrup, and that's hard to do when you're 6'10", but Zach thought there was somebody behind him. He's going to catch that pass, but it's a turnover on the Blue Hawks, and it'll be Aquinas Catholic basketball. 16-12, St. Cecilia, 7:18 to go before half. Jordan Vavrina now to Smith, to Burkle, right wing, top of the key now. Shot put up is going to be in and out of there. No good by Kalen Vandenberg, who's out there, the sophomore. Kalen Vandenberg, Kelby's brother. So we got both Vandenbergs in the game, the senior and the sophomore. St. Cecilia ball. Kalen missed that shot, and the Blue Hawks controlled the boards. Had the ball front court. It's Joe Ryan. Ryan for St. Cecilia. Loops a pass to Hamburger to the free throw line. Pass is tipped, but it goes to Stirrup. Stirrup back out to Hamburger. Corner to Gettert. The defense moving for Aquinas. Baseline, it's Ostrander. Ostrander cross-court to Hamburger, to Ryan. To Ostrander, pass inside to Stirrup. Underneath, all alone is Gettert. Assist Stirrup. Gettert with the basket. He has 4. Nice assist there. And St. Cecilia's lead is up to 6 at 18-12, their biggest of the night. Zach Smith deep in the corner, now to Burkle. Underneath, back out to Smith. Zach Smith with it. 6 points, St. Cecilia lead. To Jordan Vavrina. Vavrina to the free throw line. Back to Burkle. Between the rings now. Ostrander with the defense there. The pass going to be tipped. Ryan goes for the steal. Comes to the near sideline. Can't save it. But Ryan knocked that one away. St. Cecilia will check back in. Dalton Seeley a starter. Bo Schwenka a starter. First time in the game for St. Cecilia. Matt Kissinger, a 6-foot sophomore. And also first time in the game for St. Cecilia. Jordan Consbrook, a 6'3 junior. So Consbrook, Gettert, Seeley, Kissinger and Schwenka for St. Cecilia leading 18-12. We played 2 minutes. There's a pass stolen by Gettert. He falls out of bounds and threw it inbounds, but it goes off of the Blue Hawks, and it'll be David City inbounding, playing it in underneath their own basket. Burkle to do it. 18-12, Blue Hawks. Burkle inbounds long to Lee Sabata. Sabata for David City Aquinas. Gettert playing defense there, man-to-man St. Cecilia defense. Kissinger now on Burkle. Matt Burkle, a couple of dribbles, gives up his dribble, bounce pass to Vavrina. Schwenker playing defense. They're tipped away by Schwenker. He gets the steal. Turnover Aquinas into the lane. Schwenker puts it up on the run and scores. Bo Schwenker with his first field goal. St. Cecilia's lead up to 20-12, their largest of the first half. 8-point Blue Hawk lead, 5:24 to go before halftime. Jordan Vavrina guarded too closely there by Bo Schwenker. That's two on Bo. Schwenker trying to put the defensive stops on leading scorer Jordan Vavrina. There's going to be a timeout. Jared Royal, the coach of David City Aquinas, calls a timeout. We'll take one with 5:22 to go in the second quarter. St. Cecilia with the 8-point lead. Blue Hawks 20, Monarchs 12, back in 30 seconds.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
St. Cecilia 20, David City Aquinas 12, 5:22 to go. St. Cecilia shot 46% from the floor in that first period to 44 for Aquinas. Out-rebounded the Monarchs 7-2. Aquinas has the basketball and the lead here, or the deficit facing him. And there's a whistle and a foul going to be called on, looks like, the Blue Hawks' Jordan Consbrook. As Jordan tried to get in front of that pass but had to push off to do it. So the first on Consbrook, inbounded underneath to Sabata. He's in the lane now, will spin around. Puts it up from seven, going to be short, no good, and the rebound by Gettert. 5:05 to go, 8-point St. Cecilia lead, 20-12. Lobbed over to Ostrander, to Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Kissinger back to Simon Ostrander as they face this zone defense. Kissinger now to Ostrander. It's kind of a 1-3-1 zone. Pass, there's a pass, tipped and stolen. Going to the floor is Kelby Vandenberg. He was knocked down by a Blue Hawk as the Blue Hawks turn the basketball over. It'll be a foul on St. Cecilia. Calling Paul Gettert, that's his first, and the team's fifth. Zach Stirrup checks back in for Jordan Consbrook. Stirrup's out there with Seeley, Gettert, Simon Ostrander, and Matt Kissinger for St. Cecilia, leading 20-12, Aquinas basketball. Zach Smith into the scoring zone for David City. In the black and gold, traveling black uniforms with the gold and white trim and numerals. Top of the key, Kelby Vandenberg now to Tony Burkle. Seeley with the defense there again, man-to-man defense. You won't see much else from the Blue Hawks. Trace Simrod with it, right side now to Sabata. Sabata gives up his dribble. Right side now to Zach Smith. Back out to Sabata. Pass tipped by Seeley, but Sabata grabs it, gets into the lane, puts up a runner from five off the glass, no good. Stirrup clears for St. Cecilia Ostrander. 4:05 to go. Second quarter, 20-12. St. Cecilia with the 8-point lead in the ball. Dalton Seeley to the baseline. Cut off there. Pass back out to Matt Kissinger. They work against this zone defense. To Ostrander. Loops a pass back to Kissinger. Bounce pass in the corner to Seeley. Drives, gets the screen, puts it up off the glass, and good. Dalton Seeley. It's a good screen there from Gettert. Gets the shot and cans it. 22-12. St. Cecilia continues to up their lead. It's up to 10. And Aquinas has not scored this quarter, 3:30 to go. St. Cecilia, 8-0 run in this third quarter, 3.5 minutes to go. Ostrander tries to get the steal, knocks it away, but kicks it out of bounds. It'll be Aquinas' ball. Philip Hamburger, Joe Ryan back in. Kissinger and Ostrander go out. St. Cecilia maneuvers the guards back in. Kissinger and Ostrander go out. Hamburger comes back in. And Joe Ryan in. 22-12, Blue Hawks, 3:23 to go before halftime. Zach Smith controlling for Aquinas, right side to Burkle, keeping the corner to Sabata. Sabata, couple of dribbles, knocked out of bounds on that pass by Dalton Seeley. The Blue Hawks get in the passing lanes. Zach Stirrup, of course, with the 6'10 frame clogging up the middle, so Aquinas is trying to maneuver that basketball around the perimeter for the good shot. Vavrina with the basketball, guarded by Hamburger, now to Zach Smith. He's between the rings. Ryan with the defense there, 3 minutes to go before halftime, 10-point St. Cecilia lead. They're pitching a shutout in the second quarter. Aquinas can't score. They can't get a good shot off here. Back to Vavrina. Jordan Vavrina, right side now to Sabata. Lee Sabata with it. To the top of the key to Vandenberg. Kelby with it. Gives it up to Burkle, tipped away from him. He runs it down in the backcourt, but it was tipped by a Blue Hawk. into the front court to Zach Smith, 2:35 to go. Right side to Lee Sabata, the 6'3 senior for David City Aquinas. There's a pass tip by Seeley. He keeps it in play to Stirrup. Pass now back to Seeley. Seeley tries to save it, does to Stirrup. Back to Seeley. Seeley drives, puts it up underneath on a reverse layup. Tipped up good by Stirrup. Seeley misses the first shot, but Stirrup gets the tip and scores, and St. Cecilia leads 24-12. 10-0 this quarter for St. Cecilia. 2:08 to go. Tipped away and stolen by Hamburger. Philip Hamburger with the steal. He will drive, shoot, and miss, but he's fouled on the play by Burkle. So another turnover on Aquinas forced by the St. Cecilia defense. 2:04 to go in the first half of play. Philip Hamburger to the free throw line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. It's 24-12, and the Blue Hawks outscored the Monarchs 10-0 in this second quarter. Hamburger's free throw is off the back iron, no good. In fact, Aquinas led this game 12-9 late in the first quarter. St. Cecilia is on a 12-point run, on a 15-point run over the end of the first quarter and the beginning of the second. Philip Hamburger's second free throw is good, makes one out of two, and it's 25-12. 16 in a row for St. Cecilia, including 11 this quarter. Front court, and there's a bump by Hamburger, and the foul on the Blue Hawks, Philip Hamburger, his second. St. Cecilia got their seventh, only their sixth, so they're not over the limit. And Kalen Vandenberg inbounds to his brother, to Jordan Vavrina. Vavrina right side now to Semrod. 25-12. The shot put up in the air is going to be off the rim, no good, by Kalen Vandenberg, and the rebound by St. Cecilia. Front court, it's Seeley to Hamburger. Back to Seeley, going down the lane, shot put up, rolls off, no good. Seeley gets his own rebound. Turns, shot put up, is going to be short, but he's fouled in the play. Dalton Seeley will go to the line and shoot two for St. Cecilia. Again, it was 12-9 Aquinas. Late in the first quarter, St. Cecilia gets the last five of the first quarter, and they have all 11 points in this quarter, so it's a 16-point run. Seeley's free throw is good. He has seven. 26-12, St. Cecilia. Consbrook and Hamburger come out. Ostrander and Ryan in for St. Cecilia, and Gettard back in there. Dalton Seeley has seven. Eyes the second free throw. 1:35 to go. It's up and good. That's four each quarter for Seeley. 27-12. St. Cecilia with the lead. And Zach Smith will control across the timeline for David City Aquinas with 1:27 to go before halftime. A 15-point Blue Hawk lead. Smith will drive all the way into the lane. Shot put up is short. No good. Shot altered by Stirrup. Stirrup grabs the basketball. The 6'10 junior gives it up to Ostrander with 1:15 to go. Gettard in the front court. Looked underneath but had no pass. Now to Seeley to Stirrup deep in the right corner. He will drive, shoot with the left hand, and score. Zach Stirrup with six. St. Cecilia leads 29-12. 15-0 this quarter for St. Cecilia. With less than a minute to go. Driving is Vandenberg. He's into the lane. He goes to the floor. Tied up by Stirrup. Jump ball called in the alternate possession. It will stay with David City Aquinas. 29-12. St. Cecilia's Lee Sabata comes back in for Kelby Vandenberg of Aquinas. 52 seconds to go, and Aquinas still looking for their first points of this second quarter. Zach Smith to inbound. Does to Vavrina, Jordan Vavrina. He's in the right corner. It's a left-handed shooter. Now to Kalen Vandenberg. To Smith, 43 seconds to go. To Vavrina to the free throw line. Spins there. Turns away from the basket, but scores. Nice field goal by Vavrina. 29-14 on the first points of the quarter. St. Cecilia has the ball in the front court. It's Seeley with 25 seconds to go, and St. Cecilia looks like they want to hold final 30 seconds of this quarter to go into halftime with the last shot at the basket. Ostrander to Seeley with 15 seconds to play. Back to Ostrander. Now the offense will go with 11. Seeley in the corner to Ryan. He'll take the three from there. Going to be short, no good with 5 seconds to go. On the drive now, the basketball's Vandenberg. Passes down the shot, but blocked from behind by Seeley, and a foul going to be called. Trey Semrod went up. Seeley comes out to block him, but a foul called on Dalton Seeley. He got the block, but must have caught somebody there. And Semrod will go to the line and shoot two with 0.9 seconds to go here before halftime. So Simrod will shoot two here. And Trey will put it up with the right hand and make the first one, 29-15. Matt Kissinger comes in for Dalton Seeley. And Simrod, with 0.9 seconds to go, will try to make this second one, 29-15. Second one by Trey is going to be up, and it's going to be good again. Makes them both, 29-16. St. Cecilia will inbound to Ryan. He will throw it, knocked back out of bounds. That's the end of the first half, and St. Cecilia with the big second quarter leads it by the score of 29-16 as the Bluehawks outscore the Monarchs 15-4 in the second quarter. We're at halftime of this boys' game. St. Cecilia 29, David City Aquinas Catholic 16. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. And here at halftime, it's the St. Cecilia boys 29 and the David City Aquinas Catholic 16. The Bluehawks with a 20-point run at the end of the first quarter and the first 7 minutes or so of the second quarter of play, a 20-point run. The Bluehawks were down 12-9 late in the first quarter, scored the final five of the first quarter, and led 14-12 after one. St. Cecilia pitches a shutout in the second quarter until the 42nd mark. St. Cecilia running off 15 unanswered points to go up 29-12, and the first 2 points of the quarter scored by David City Aquinas. In fact, they scored the last four of the half, but didn't score until 40 seconds left in the second quarter. Did score the last four to cut it to 29-16 here at halftime. But St. Cecilia with a 20-point run in that end of the first quarter and the first 7 minutes and 20 seconds of the second quarter. 20-point run. The Bluehawks from three behind go up by 17, and it's now 13 here at halftime. So St. Cecilia gets it going at the end of the first quarter and all but the last 40 seconds of the second, and put that 20-point run together and lead it by the score now 29-16 here at halftime. The Bluehawks, 5 out of 6 from the free throw line, shooting free throws well and playing just outstanding defense, as they gave up only 4 points in the second quarter of this basketball game. St. Cecilia led by Dalton Seeley and Joe Ryan. They have 8 points apiece. Now, Ryan averages a little over four. He had 6 in the first quarter, a couple of threes for Joe, and then 2 out of 2 from the line in the second quarter. He has 8. Dalton Seeley had 4 points in each quarter. He has 8. Zach Sturp with 3 field goals. He has 6. Paul Gettard with 4. Gettard doing a great job on the boards tonight for St. Cecilia offensively and defensively. Bo Schwenka had 2. Philip Hamburger had 1. Simon Ostrander, Jordan Consbrook, Matt Kissinger all played but didn't score for St. Cecilia. Seeley with 8, Ryan with 8, Stirrup with 6, Gettard with 4, Schwenka with 2, Philip Hamburger with 1. The Blue Hawks 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia averaging 57 points on the year. They're halfway there, 29 in that first half. They had 14 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second, and included in that 29 was that 20-point run in that first half. St. Cecilia giving up only 36 points per game this season. The defense coming to the top of the glass here as this season moves along. They've given up only 16 this first half. 7 for Jordan Vavrina, who is the leading scorer for David City Aquinas Catholic. Vavrina averages almost 13 a game. He has 7. I believe they had 5 of those in the first quarter when Aquinas Catholic was ahead in this game, as we said, 12-9 before the Blue Hawk run. 7 for Vavrina and 2 each for Trey Simrod, Tony Burkle, Kelby Vandenberg, and Zach Smith for the Monarchs. Lee Sabata, the starter, did not score. Kalen Vandenberg came off the bench, but he did not score for David City Aquinas. 7 for Jordan Vavrina. The Monarchs 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. They have 12 points in the first quarter, but only 4 in the second quarter. St. Cecilia outscores the Monarchs 14-12 in the first and 15-4 in the second quarter of play. And St. Cecilia leads it 29-16 here at halftime. And Gene Shaw, our great statistician, and Cohart up here for the boys' game. Kept the official scores book and the girls. St. Cecilia back here at doing some stats for us here tonight as Gene does as much as he can, a great help to us, and we really appreciate everything he does for us. And on our broadcast, St. Cecilia in the first half, 11 out of 23 from the field, 48%, 33% from the field for David City Aquinas. St. Cecilia had 15 rebounds in the first half of play. David City Aquinas with what, only 2 rebounds in the first half. So St. Cecilia dominating the boards 15-2 that first half. Only 3 turnovers on the Blue Hawks, 5 on Aquinas, 4 steals for St. Cecilia, 1 for David City Aquinas. The Blue Hawks 2 out of 6 from 3-point range. Aquinas 2 out of 5 from 3-point range. St. Cecilia 2 out of 2 from the line. Aquinas 5 out of 6. 1 block also for St. Cecilia. And they lead it by the score of 29-16 with Dalton Seeley and Joe Ryan with 8 apiece. And again, holding Aquinas to 33% from the floor shooting. So St. Cecilia playing that good defense and have that 20-point run offensively. Have a lead 29-16 here at halftime. We'll be back with the third quarter. Talk more about this one after this 90-second timeout.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
And back at Chapman Gymnasium. We're at halftime of the boys' game. St. Cecilia leading David City Aquinas Catholic, 29-16. The Blue Hawks looking for their 11th win on the year as they head into the Centennial Conference Tournament next week. They'll be at home on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and they'll be taking on the winner of David City Aquinas and Boys Town. That game is Monday night in David City. So the winner there will come to St. Cecilia on Tuesday. So the Blue Hawks and the Monarchs could be playing each other twice within 4 nights. And the second game could be on Tuesday night. It'll be the winner of Aquinas and Boys Town with St. Cecilia this Tuesday night. So St. Cecilia with the lead here, 29-16. I want to remind you, the Waffle Man's going to be at St. Cecilia tomorrow. The infamous Waffle Man will be at St. Cecilia High School at the East Gym tomorrow, Sunday, January 24th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. All-you-can-eat waffles for $5. Proceeds go to the St. Cecilia Band. Tickets available at the door. So the Waffle Man tomorrow, St. Cecilia East Gym from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Always a great treat. All you can eat for $5. The St. Cecilia Band is going to be the beneficiary of the proceeds of that tomorrow. So come on out and see the Waffle Man tomorrow if you can. At halftime of the girls' game over in Grand Island with Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic, it's Grand Island Central Catholic 20 and Adams Central 16 at the half. Patriots led by 5 at the first, but Central Catholic with a 4-point lead at halftime. That game and the boys' game on 1230 KHS Radio, our sister station. Boys' second half underway. Joel Ryan with it. St. Cecilia with the lead in the ball. Schwenka, Ryan, Seeley, Stirrup, and Gettert. St. Cecilia underneath the stirrup. He will shoot with the left hand. It's no good, but he's... St. Cecilia fouled on the play there, and Zach Stirrup will go to the line to shoot two for the Blue Hawks. Foul on the play, and it's called on Kelby Vandenberg. Vandenberg's out there with Sabata, Smith, Burkle, and Jordan Vabrina. Stirrup's free throw off the front rim, no good. 29-16 Blue Hawks. They have the lead. They have a 13-point lead just underway in period number three. Zach Stirrup eyes the second free throw. It's in the air, and it is up, and it is good. So Stirrup has 7, and it's 30-16, St. Cecilia with the lead. Blue Hawks with the lead, and they're on defense now. And in the front court, Jordan Vabrina for David City Aquinas. To Lee Sabata, St. Cecilia will stay in the man-to-man defense. There's a pass knocked away by Joe Ryan. And out of bounds, it will stay with the black and gold of David City Aquinas, and Tony Burkle will inbound. Does to Zach Smith. First half minute gone here of the third quarter. 14-point St. Cecilia lead, 30-16. Burkle with it, guarded by Schwenka. Now to Zach Smith. St. Cecilia in that up-in-your-face, man-to-man defense. Inside now. Pass picked off there by Stirrup as Zach Smith made the pass and the pickoff and the steal there by Stirrup. St. Cecilia ball. Front court, Bo Schwenka. Schwenka for the blue and white of St. Cecilia. To Seeley, drives the baseline, dishes off to Gettert. Shot up and it'll be good, and he's fouled on the play. Paul Gettert will go to the line to shoot. He has 6, and he'll go to the line to try to complete this 3-point play. Foul called on Zach Smith, his first. Paul Gettert to the line as it's 32-16. The Blue Hawks have doubled it up. Their biggest lead has been 17-29-12. At the end of that 20-point run in the first half, and Gettert can make it 17 with this free throw. Paul has 6 up in the air. Good. Up in the net, 7 for Gettert. And it's 33-16. St. Cecilia with the 17-point lead. Blue Hawks 10-1 on the air. Aquinas at 5-6. Smith now with it to Sabata. Right side to Jordan Vavrina. Vavrina gives up his dribble, passes to Smith on the right wing. Inside to Burkle. Shoots from 7 off the glass and good. Nice shot there by Tony Burkle. He has 4. And it's 33-18. St. Cecilia with the 15-point lead with 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Schwenk in the front court against this trapping zone of David City Aquinas. Ryan now to Schwenk. A baseline. Seeley in a whistle. And Seeley was shoved as he worked that baseline. Blocking foul on David City Aquinas. And the third foul on Tony Burkle. And quickly into the game, Burkle will leave. Will be Kalen Vandenberg, the 6-foot sophomore. So Kalen and Kelby, the brothers, the senior and the sophomore out there for David City Aquinas. Third foul on Burkle. St. C inbound. Seeley deep in the corner, right corner. Back out to Ryan. Left side to Schwenka. Fake the 3 now inside the arc. Passes underneath to Gettert. Tipped away from him. Grabbed by Seeley to Stirrup. He lost control. Schwenka runs it down in the far corner. Back out to Ryan. St. Cecilia will work the offense once again here, leading 33-18. To Seeley, bounce pass right side to Schwenk. Inside to Stirrup, he will shoot off, no good. Rebound by Gettert, shot up, no good, but he's hacked on the play. And Paul Gettert will go back to the line to shoot 2 for St. Cecilia. 7 points on the night for Gettert. He has 3 this half already, 1 out of 1 from the line, and a foul called, the third on Kelby Vandenberg for David City Aquinas. Gettert to shoot 2. 5:55 to go in the third. Paul's first is up and good for this quarter. 8 in the game for Gettert. 34-19. Blue Hawks in the lead. Second one up by Gettert. This one's up, and it is good. The three in a row from the line by Gettert, and it's 35-18. St. Cecilia's lead is now 17. Five this quarter, nine in the game for Gettert. 35-18, St. Cecilia continues to pull away in this game. It's up to 17 once again. Third time they've led by 17, and the Blue Hawks controlling this basketball game. Inside is Sabata. Double team shot blocked out of bounds. Sealy tries to save it. Does, but it goes to Vavrina. Jordan Vavrina for Aquinas to Smith. His shot put up. It's a wild shot. No good. Rebounded, though, by Sabata. Inside to Vandenberg. His shot no good and rebounded by Ryan. So Aquinas has some chances. St. Cecilia's defense and a blocked shot there prevents the Monarchs from scoring. Front court, it's Joe Ryan with it. Dishes on the wing to Schwenke to the baseline. Double team there. Back out to Ryan. Left side to Sealy. Takes the three from there in the back of the iron. No good. Stir fights forward, but Sabata grabs it for Aquinas. Front court now, it's Jordan Vavrina. Vavrina with a left-handed dribble. Bounce pass in the corner to Vandenberg. Kalen with it. Lost control of it, but it's off at Blue Hawk. And it'll be Aquinas basketball. 4:53 to go in the third quarter, 35-18. In favor of the Blue Hawks. Smith to inbound for Aquinas. Does long to Sabata. 6'3 senior Sabata. On the left wing to Vavrina. Jordan with it. Now to Kalen Vandenberg. Back to Vavrina. Almost stolen. Vavrina grabs it though. Stops pass partially blocked by Gettert. Grabbed by Stirrup. Stirrup now to Schwenke. St. Cecilia controlling both ends of the floor. Lead at 35-18. They were behind this game 12-9. But since then, it's been all St. Cecilia. 23-9 on the scoring there. The shot put up is going to be no good by Ronnie. Offensive rebound by Stirrup. He will turn, shoot, and score. Zach Stirrup with nine. 37-18. St. Cecilia has outscored Aquinas 28-6 since trailing 12-9. Sealy with the save. Does to Gettert. Turnover Aquinas. Gettert will drive. Pass underneath to Sealy. He turns on the baseline. Shot put blocked there by Sabata. Goes out of bounds. So the block there by Lee Sabata. And St. Cecilia will inbound the basketball underneath their own basket. Philip Hamburger checks in for Bo Schwenke. Tony Burkle back in and Trey Simrod for Aquinas. Schwenke goes out, Hamburger in. Also going out for Aquinas is Kelby Vandenberg. Hamburger to inbound, does to Gettert. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, back on the baseline, inside now. Hamburger to Stirrup. Stirrup shoots and scores. 11 in the game for Zach Stirrup. And it's 39-18. St. Cecilia continues to move the lead up. It's up to 21 now, 39-18. Simrod front court now to Burkle for the black and gold of David City Aquinas. Top of the key, left alone for three in the air. Off the front of the rim, no good by Vavrina. Rebounded by Ryan. Ryan to Sealy. Dalton Sealy into the front court to Ryan. Right side to Gettert. Top of the key now to Sealy. Inside to Stirrup. Turn spin knocked away from him by Burkle, but grabbed and stolen back by Hamburger. He gets it to Stirrup. Zach Stirrup in the lane now to Ryan. Baseline pass to Gettert. Gettert double team there. Will turn and shoot off the glass and good. Paul Gettert with seven this quarter. He has 11 in the game. And it's 41-18. St. Cecilia now up by 23 with 3:05 to go in the third. Vavrina front court now to Vandenberg. Pass underneath is going to be off the mark and out of bounds. Turnover. Aquinas. Simon Ostrander checks in. First time this half. Bo Schwenke back in for St. Cecilia. Sealy goes out. Ryan goes out. Ryan Sheehy checks in, the 6'3 junior for the first time. Sheehy replaces Zach Stirrup. 3:01 to go in the third. Kelby Vandenberg and Zach Smith in for Aquinas. Sabata and Vavrina go out. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. St. Cecilia with the commanding 41-18 lead. 2 points this quarter, four in the second for Aquinas. Schwenke with it in the front court to Ostrander, right side to Hamburger. Cross court now to Schwenke, 13-footers, good. Bo Schwenke, four for Bo, 43-18. St. Cecilia's lead up to 25 points here with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Simrod drives lane, pass inside. He tries to get a cutter. Shot put up, it's going to be no good. They battle for it on the baseline. Sheehy with the rebound. Sheehy out of pass to Hamburger. Hamburger quickly in the front court, 3-on-2 Blue Hawks. Ball fake, shot put up no good by Hamburger. Bounces out to Ostrander, to Schwenka, top of the key for three, and it's good. Bo Schwenka with three. St. Cecilia leads at 46-18 with 2:08 to go. All Blue Hawks since late in the first quarter. Front court now Burkle. Tony Burkle for St. Cecilia on the steal, trying to save it as does his Schwenka to Ostrander. Four players on the floor, and a foul going to be called on David City Aquinas. Foul called on Kalen Vandenberg. That's his first. No fouls this half on St. Cecilia. That's five on Aquinas. 1:56 to go in the third. St. Cecilia pulling away here. 46-18. Schwenka, front court, against this zone defense. And this zone has not worked tonight for Aquinas. They come back Tuesday. We'll see if they're still in the zone. Schwenka to Gettert. Gettert on the baseline. St. Cecilia doing a good job passing the ball. Schwenka for three in the hole. That's eight straight points for Bo Schwenka, and it's 49-18. Schwenka with eight, Gettert with seven this quarter. St. Cecilia doing absolutely everything right here. Kalen Vandenberg, front court for Aquinas. Quarter to Simrod. Trey with it, the 5'7 sophomore. And a foul going to be called there, a little too close on the defense. Simon Ostrander picks up the foul. That's his first this half. St. Cecilia sending in Zach Sturp, who's back in. And for the first time in the game, Chase Bassett into the basketball game. Bassett is a 5'11 junior, and Spencer Zissett, a 5'10 senior, in for St. Cecilia. So Zissett and Bassett in for the first time with 49-18 Blue Hawk lead. 1:11 to go in period number three. Zach Smith controls, gives it up to Burkle for David City Aquinas. Burkle with the basketball on the right wing, gives up his dribble now. Stirrup on the defense there on the switch off. Pass to Simrod, goes between his legs and out of bounds. Turnover, Aquinas basketball, St. Cecilia. Aquinas scored 4 points in the second quarter. They have only two in this quarter. This was a 14-12 St. Cecilia lead after the first quarter. St. Cecilia scored 35 points to 6 since then. Ostrander shot in the air. It'll be long, no good. Stirrup, offensive rebound shot, put up with the left hand and good. Stirrup with 13. 51-18 Blue Hawks. 35 seconds to go in the third. Zach Smith into the front court for Aquinas to Simrod. Trey with it. On the wing now to Jordan Vavrina. Aquinas can just do nothing with this defense of St. Cecilia. Zach Smith with it. Simrod, he gets around his screen, takes the three and scores. Trey Simrod for three. 51-21, St. Cecilia with 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Ostrander to the timeline, front court now to Zissett. Zissett pass is going to be too wide and out of bounds. Turnover, Blue Hawks. It's intended for Ostrander, but no good there, and a turnover with 5 seconds to go. Matt Kissinger checks in for St. Cecilia, replacing Simon Ostrander with 5.2 seconds to go. 51-21 Blue Hawks. Inbounding in the backcourt is Burkle. Does to Simrod with 3 seconds to go. Simrod to the timeline with two. He will stop and throw it up for about 40 feet, and it's off the side of the backboard and rim, no good. That's the end of the third quarter after three. St. Cecilia 51, David City Aquinas 21. We're back in 30 seconds.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
And welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. St. Cecilia has another outstanding quarter. They outscore the Monarchs 22-5. Outscore the Monarchs by 17 points in that quarter. St. Cecilia's lead is now up to 30 points in the game. It was 29-16 at the half, 22-5 third quarter for the Blue Hawks, 51-21 St. Cecilia after three. 13 in the game for Zach Stirrup, 11 for Paul Gettert, 10 for Bo Schwenka, 8 apiece for Dalton Seeley and Joe Ryan, and 1 point for Philip Hamburger. So St. Cecilia rolling along here and leading 51-21 after three. Fourth quarter underway, and here we go for the final 8 minutes in St. Cecilia with a 30-point lead to Vavrina. Double team near the timeline. Trying to find someone to pass to does to Vandenberg, but it's tipped away from him and stolen. Schwenke now underneath to Kissinger. He will drive, shoot, and score with the left hand. Matt Kissinger with his first bucket, 53-21. St. Cecilia led 14-12 after the first quarter. It's now 53-21. On the right side, it's Kalen Vandenberg for David City Aquinas. Now to Sabata between the rings. Gettard with the defense there. Stirrup, Gettard, Kissinger, Seeley, and Schwenke for St. Cecilia. Sabata with it deep in the right corner to Kelby Vandenberg, guarded by Stirrup. Back to Sabata. Sabata with it. Just very, very few open looks for Aquinas. Shot put up there this time is going to be short by Sabata. The rebound to Gettard. Gettard now to Schwenke. Schwenke for St. Cecilia into the front court. We've played 1 minute of the fourth quarter. All St. Cecilia, commanding lead here of 32. Schwenke into the front court. Last outing, St. Cecilia won at Kearney Catholic by 30. There's a pass too strong again for Zach Stirrup. Too strong and out of bounds. Turnover, Blue Hawks basketball, two. The Monarchs, 53-21. St. Cecilia girls earlier defeated the Monarchs, the Lady Monarchs, 55-47. St. Cecilia now 7-6 on the girls' side, and the Blue Hawk boys will win their 11th game of the season here. And about 6.5 minutes run off the clock here. There's a pass tipped and almost a steal by Seeley. Can't control it. Goes out of bounds off Dalton. It'll be Aquinas basketball. Zach Smith back in. Tony Burkle out for David City Aquinas. Jared Royal, the coach, just has no answers tonight for the Blue Hawks. And like a couple of weeks ago against Lincoln Christian here, a good first quarter, but St. Cecilia takes control of the game at the end of this first quarter, and they have not looked back as they did a couple of weeks ago against Lincoln Christian. And the Blue Hawks will get victory number 11 here tonight. Lee Sabata with it to Vavrina. Jordan with the basketball now. He had five in the first quarter, has scored only 2 cents. There's a shot put up from three. It's going to be no good by Kalen Vandenberg. Offensive rebound by Zach Smith to Vavrina for three in the air, and the hole for three. Jordan Vavrina with 10. And it's 53-24, St. Cecilia by 29. Schwenke now crosses the timeline with 5:50 to play. To Matt Kissinger. Again, it's been the zone defense all evening long by Aquinas, but St. Cecilia has been moving the ball well, finding the open man. There's a pass a little too strong there. Seeley tries to save it, but cannot, and the Blue Hawks turn it over once again. A couple of turnovers here in the last couple of possessions for St. Cecilia. Joe Ryan back in, Matt Kissinger out for St. Cecilia. 5:40 to play. High school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. St. Cecilia at home Tuesday night, Centennial Conference Tournament. St. Cecilia girls will be at Grand Island Central Catholic as the Monarchs turn it over in the front court. St. Cecilia girls at Grand Island Central Catholic Tuesday night at 6. The boys of St. Cecilia will play here at 7 Tuesday night. They'll play the winner of Monday night's Boys Town at David City Aquinas basketball game. Schwenke front court to Joe Ryan. Blue Hawk ball leading by 29, 53-34. Schwenke with it, pass underneath to Stirrup, who sealed off, gets the shot, reverse layup, and good. 15 for Zach Stirrup. When you're 6'10", there aren't many answers for you inside. Stirrup has played well tonight. He has 15. When you give up 8 inches, it's tough to defend. Seeley sealed himself off and got a nice pass and had an easy basket there. 55-24. Vavrina inside to Vandenberg. He turns and shoots over. Stirrup, no good. It goes off the backboard and up off the wires, so that's out of bounds, and it'll be St. Cecilia ball. Philip Hamburger will check in for the Blue Hawks. 4:55 to go. I don't think we're going to see too many more timeouts in this basketball game here tonight. Through three quarters, as Schwenke goes out, Hamburger in. St. Cecilia shot 62% in that third quarter as they scored a 22 points in the contest. St. Cecilia, again, with 21 rebounds in this game to 3 to David City Aquinas. St. Cecilia just controlled the boards in this game. Hamburger with the basketball underneath to Seeley. A good pass there and an easy bucket there for Dalton Seeley as he goes underneath the basket and scores. Assist there to Hamburger and the bucket for Seeley. 57-24. St. Cecilia's starters have about seen their last moments of play in this game. Front court, David City Aquinas. Zach Smith with it now. Shot put up on the baseline is good by Kelby Vandenberg. Kelby Vandenberg with 4 points, and it's 57-26, St. Cecilia by 31. We're halfway through the third period of play. Hamburger front court to Joe Ryan. Ryan now to Hamburger. Baseline drive by City. Lost control of it. Picked up, though, by Stirrup. Zach Stirrup on the baseline. Shot put up. Is knocked out of bounds. Jump ball called. Stirrup was whacked pretty good on the play as Jordan Consbrook, Ryan Sheehy, and Simon Ostrander are in. Stirrup out. Seeley out. Gettard out. And they're probably done for the day. Seeley had 10. Gettard had 11. And Stirrup with 15. And they're probably finished as the Blue Hawks will play next on Tuesday, and they hope to have three games, of course, in the Centennial Conference Tournament. Ryan loses control, tipped away from him, but Joe runs it down for the Blue Hawks. 3:45 to go. Ostrander, left wing to Hamburger, eyes the three, takes the three in the hole. Phillip Hamburger with his fourth point. 60-26, Blue Hawks, 3:35 to play. Bavrina will drive left-handed. Scoop shot is short, tipped around on the baseline. The Monarchs can't control. It goes off the hand of Kelby Vandenberg, and into the game will be Chase Bassett, a 5'11 junior. Bassett in. Joe Ryan is out. Ryan with 8. Joe had 6 in the first quarter to kind of get the offense started for the Blue Hawks. 2 free throws in the second. Didn't score in the second half, but a big 8 for Joe Ryan, who averages a little over 4 a game. He's out of there now and done for the evening, I would presume. Hamburger now to Ostrander. To Bassett. Pass underneath intended for Consbrook, but it goes to Sheehy. Hamburger in the lane. Dishes a shot put up by Bassett from 15. Rolls off there. No good. The rebound out of there by Jordan Bavrina. One of the few rebounds on the evening for David City Aquinas. 60-26. 3 minutes to go in the basketball game. Aquinas with 5 points this quarter. They've had quarters of 4, 5, and 5 the last three. Pass underneath to Vandenberg, but tipped away by Hamburger and out of bounds. It will stay with David City Aquinas. 2:53 to go. Tony Burkle to inbound for David City Aquinas. Burkle inside now to Vandenberg, and a whistle as he moves to the bucket, and a foul going to be called on St. Cecilia's Jordan Consbrook. St. Cecilia only their third team foul of this half, maybe only the second. 2:51 to go in the basketball game. Bounding is Burkle for David City Aquinas. Does to Kelby Vandenberg into the lane and a whistle. Another foul going to be called on Consbrook. Jordan picks up two quick ones here, trying to body out to Kelby Vandenberg, the 6'3 senior Vandenberg. Likes to work inside, evidently. Vandenberg has only 4 points. And again, another inbound on the third team foul. Vandenberg again inside. A hook shot is up and good. So determined, Kelby Vandenberg scores there, and it's 60-28, St. Cecilia. Hamburger front court to Ostrander with 2.5 to go. To Consbrook, to Hamburger, eyes the three, takes another one in the hole. 2 threes this quarter, 7 in the game for Phillip Hamburger, and it's 63-28, St. Cecilia with 2:20 to play. Front court, it's Jordan Vavrina to Smith. Zach Smith to Tony Burkle for David City Aquinas. Bounce pass top of the key to Vandenberg. Right side to Trey Semrod. Semrod, the sophomore, to Bavrina. 2:03 to go. 63-28. St. Cecilia with the big, big lead here late in the ballgame. It's Burkle with it to Vandenberg. Right side to Bavrina. His shot in the air is going to be off there. No good. Kelby Vandenberg with the rebound. Shot put up is short. Gets his own rebound and scores. Kelby Vandenberg with 6 this quarter, 8 in the game, and it's 63-30. St. Cecilia with a 33-point lead. Hamburger front court to Ostrander for St. Cecilia with 1:35 to go. Hamburger to Ostrander. Simon with it. Loops the pass back to Hamburger. Back to Ostrander. Simon will drive. Still with the ball. Knocked away from him. Stolen by Zach Smith. Smith with the steal. Drives into the front court all the way. Will put it up on the run and score. Zach Smith with 5. And it's 63-32. St. Cecilia by 31. And a backcourt foul going to be called on Trey Semrod as the benches will clear. Mike Hannon, the 5'11 sophomore, will come in for St. Cecilia. Hamburger's done. Consbrook's done, and Ostrander is done. Spencer Zissett will be back in there. Mike Hannon, a 5'11 sophomore, is out there. Ryan Sheehy will stay on the floor. Chase Bassett's out there for St. Cecilia, and Matt Kissinger checks back in. 63-32 with 1:10 to go in the basketball game, and St. Cecilia will get victory number 11 to go with that lone loss this season. There's a pass underneath, tipped away. It goes to Sheehy. Can't control it out of bounds. Off the Blue Hawk. It will go to David City Aquinas with 59 seconds to go. 63-32. of St. Cecilia will hit the conference tournament on Tuesday night, front court. Cody Krafka, the freshman out there for David City Aquinas. Also in the game, Mitch McGuire, a 5'9 sophomore for Aquinas. Trevor Eller, a 5'9 sophomore with 40 seconds to go. 63-32. There's a pass tipped, almost stolen by Sheehy, but controlled by Aquinas. McGuire with it. Underneath shot, put up, block out of bounds. Krafka's shot blocked away by St. Cecilia. Kevin Ryan, a 5'8 sophomore, checks into the game. Tim Skoke, a 6-foot sophomore. Ryan and Skoke into the game. Everybody's playing. Gene Shaw and Blaine Bulis may be checking in before this one's over with 30 seconds to go. Inbound and a steal for St. Cecilia. Mike Hannon comes out of there with it to Kissinger. 24 seconds to go. 63-32, and the Blue Hawks will control the ball. There's a basketball stolen out of there. Good play by Trevor Eller. Gets the steal for Aquinas. He controls into the front court with 12 seconds to go. And Aquinas now will try to get a shot at the basket here in the final seconds of the game. Eller with it, gives it up, shot put up in the air. It's going to be in the hole for three by Kalen Vandenberg. And Vandenberg's three will end this basketball game. And the final score, St. Cecilia 63 and David City Aquinas 35 on the last three-pointer. Cuts the margin under 30, but all St. Cecilia after a late first-quarter rally got St. Cecilia ahead after one. They go on to win this one and win it going away. Final score, St. Cecilia 63, David City Aquinas 35. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings. No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
And welcome back to Chapman and Gymnasium. St. Cecilia wins the basketball game by the score of 63-35 in the contest, and St. Cecilia with the big win. But this basketball game was tight in the first quarter of play. In fact, the St. Cecilia trailed in this game 12-9 late in the first quarter of play. But at that point, the Blue Hawks scored the next 20 points and were ahead 29-12 late in the second quarter. St. Cecilia gets the last five of the first quarter, leads 14-12 after one quarter. St. Cecilia scores the first 15 points of the second quarter and led 29-12 late in the second quarter. David City Aquinas does not score its first points in that second quarter until the 40-second mark, so they are shut out for 7 minutes and 20 seconds of the second quarter. They score at the 40-second mark, score the last four of the quarter. St. Cecilia led 29-16 at halftime. After that, a 20-point run in the end of the first quarter and most of the second quarter of play. St. Cecilia then comes out and outscores Aquinas 22-5 in the third quarter. Aquinas does outscore the Blue Hawks 14-12 in the fourth, but St. Cecilia wins the basketball game going away 63-35. So trailing 12-9 in the ball game, St. Cecilia then comes back and outscores David City Aquinas 54-23 over the final, basically three quarters of the basketball game, outscoring the Monarchs by 31 and winning it by 28, 63-35. For St. Cecilia, they have 1, 2, 3, 4 guys in double figures. Zach Stirrup leads the way with 15. 11 for Paul Gettert. 10 for Bo Schwenka. 10 for Dalton Seeley. 8 for Joe Ryan. Again, 6 of those in the first quarter. 7 for Philip Hamburger. 2 for Matt Kissinger. And Simon Ostrander played, as did a lot of other guys. Jordan Kahns, Brooke Spencer Zissett, Ryan Shee, Kevin Ryan, Tim Scope, Chase Bassett, Mike Hannon, everybody got to play. One of those folks that were able to score, but they all got to play tonight. 15 for Stirrup, 11 for Gettert, 10 for Schwenka, 10 for Seeley, 8 for Joe Ryan, 7 for Philip Hamburger, and 2 for Matt Kissinger, the guys that did the score for St. Cecilia. Leading the way, 10 points for Jordan Vavrina for the Monarchs. We have him with 10 leading the way, and 8 points for Kelby Vandenberg in the contest, and a 5 for Zach Smith for the Monarchs on the evening. I'm a few points short, but we have Jordan Vavrina with 10 points leading the way. St. Cecilia outscoring the Monarchs 29-16 in the first, 34-19 in the second. The middle two quarters, St. Cecilia outscoring the Monarchs 37-9 in the basketball game. So St. Cecilia comes from a 12-9 deficit, goes on to win the basketball game 63-35 as the Blue Hawks dominate and control things here in the final three quarters of the game. Good first quarter, but it's all St. Cecilia after that. The Blue Hawks win at 63-35. They are now 11-1 on the year, and the David City Aquinas is now 5-7 as the Blue Hawks will play host to either David City Aquinas or Boys Town on Tuesday night in the first round of the Centennial Conference tournament. And that'll be at 7 o'clock on this floor. We'll have the game for you on the radio. In the first game tonight, the St. Cecilia girls beat David City Aquinas 55-47 as Libby Kissinger has 21, including 5 three-pointers, as the Blue Hawks are one down in the fourth quarter, hit 3 consecutive three-pointers, and go on to win it 55-47. Libby Kissinger with 21. St. Cecilia girls play at Grand Island Central Catholic on Tuesday in the first round of the Centennial Conference Tournament. They are 7-6 on the year. Well, that's not all we have for you here from Chapman Gym. We'll have the player of the game program and then the coach's post-game show. Stay tuned for all of that. But the final scores in the girls' game tonight, it was St. Cecilia 55, David City Aquinas Catholic 47. In the boys' game, the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia 63, David City Aquinas 35. Stay tuned. Player of the Game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The post-game shows are coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
And now we head back to the gym for the player of the game on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. A doubleheader sweep for St. Cecilia's girls and boys over David City Aquinas, and the Blue Hawks win the girls' game 55-47, the boys' game 63-35. On the girls' side, Libby Kissinger with 21 to lead the way, Abby Jackson with 11, Cherise Farmer with 10 as St. Cecilia wins their seventh game of the year. For the St. Cecilia boys, 15 for Zach Stirrup, 11 for Paul Gettert, 10 each for Bo Schwenka and Dalton Seeley in this particular contest. And St. Cecilia down 12-9 in the first quarter, goes on to win this game 63-35. We thought this one was going to be pretty close at the end, but it turned out not to be as the Blue Hawks get it rolling with a 20-point splurge at the end of the first quarter and most of the second quarter and win it 63-35. We'll name our players of the game right after this.
taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Wow. Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. We're going to give our players the game tonight. I tell you what, we're going to got to give it to Libby Kissinger. Kind of mentioned that in the girls' side of things when they were still playing. 21 points for Libby, including 5 3-pointers, and she also made 6 free throws in the 10 attempts, including 4 in a row in the final seconds of the game. 21 for Libby Kissinger. She's our girls' player of the game. And you know, we have a chance to give the player of the game. We're going to give this one tonight. The guy that got off the Blue Hawks off to a good start tonight, Joe Ryan. He does his job night after night, plays the defense, does the rebounding, scores about 5 a game. Joe had 8 tonight, although he wasn't in double figures, and 4 Blue Hawks were. We're going to give that player of the game tonight to Joe Ryan of St. Cecilia. Hit a couple threes in the first quarter, kind of got this offense going for St. Cecilia. It was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, had 8 points the first half. Didn't score in the second, but Joe Ryan's going to be our boys' player of the game with 8 for St. Cecilia in the 63-35 victory. So Libby Kissinger for the girls, Joe Ryan for the boys, our St. Cecilia players of the game tonight as the Blue Hawks sweep David City Aquinas. Stay tuned. The coaches' postgame show is up next.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage continues with the coaches' postgame show up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. St. Cecilia wins the boys' game 63-35, and Kevin Asher is here, the boys' basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, the 11th win of the year to go with the lone loss for the Blue Hawks. So, well, Coach, good ball game by your outfit. A 12-9 disadvantage, and going a 20-point run. Never look back in this one, but once you got to that point, guys really turned it on. Another really, really good performance.
Yeah, Aquinas came out, you know, and like we've told our kids, we're getting a lot of good shots right there in that first quarter, and everybody's matching each other's intensity level. I don't know. I a little disappointed in the fact that we gave up a few shots just because you don't trace the ball or things like that. But, you're right, that nice the second quarter, third quarter, we played really well defensively and, did the things we wanted to do, especially the adjustments second half on offense.
Yeah, and Coach, back to that defense, you gave up about as many points as you're averaging this year, 35. You got to be happy with that, Coach. When you can hold a team, no matter what team, at 35 points in a basketball game, you're going to be in good shape. You're really in the passing lanes tonight, hands all over the place as far as getting in those passing lanes. So you had a good technique on defense, too, tonight, I think.
Exactly, and we've talked a lot about not fouling, putting the other team at the line, you know, playing with your feet. I thought we did that. You know, we played 15 kids in the game, and, there wasn't a kid out there that was in foul trouble at any time. Jordan Consbruck, I think, came in and got a couple quick ones there. But, you know, anytime you can hold a team, 30 points in that range, you're going to give yourself a lot of chances to win.
And you know your ball club's going to score. You got guys that can score. You have 4 in double figures, and Joe Ryan has 8 tonight. Hits a couple big threes to kind of get the offense going tonight. And I tell you, we got the stats here from Gene Shaw, our official stat man. 22 rebounds to only 6. They only have 6 rebounds tonight. I know Zach Sturp's a big force inside there, but he does a great job in there, and they didn't get to the boards at all. Paul Getter does a great job on the boards tonight, too, but only 6 rebounds, another team. That's almost unheard of, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and a lot of times you pride a lot on conditioning and just the fact that your kids are strong, and we do have some size, and we're athletic and so forth, but, you know, that goes back to the kid's will. Rebounding, you know, you don't have to have a lot of athletic ability if you can check out and understand where the ball is going to come off. So our kids do a good job in it. They pride themselves in that. And, you know, it's a big statistic that goes overlooked a lot of times.
Yeah, and, Coach, you give up, what, the 35 points and have the big rebounding edge, and the other team only gets six. You know you're going to be in good shape. Anybody looking at just those two things will know that St. Cie had to win this game. But if you can do that every game, rebound out, rebound your opponents, and play the good defense, you're always going to be in a ball game, aren't you?
Yeah, you're right. And our kids believe in the defensive side of the basketball. And, they haven't gotten shook. You know, we've had some teams there right at the end of the first quarter, a lot of games we played, and then, you know, we just keep hopefully coming at you. And I can't say enough about our team in practice. You know, we've got a scout team that's given us a better shot each week. I just said that this week, I said our 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15th guys are getting better and more confident and stronger. They're not backing down to our top 7 or 8. So that makes you a lot better too. And then Joe Ryan, you know, just gives us a lift in that first quarter. And, you know, he's kind of the silent assassin. You look in the box score, he's always got 6-8 points, and he only shoots two or three times. So he's done a great job for us.
37-9, you outscore the Monarchs in the middle two quarters of the basketball game. So the offense against their zone was patient. Passing, you were moving the ball very well and looking for the inside play and looking for the wide-open shots. And for the most part, you got it and didn't let the other team have it. But offensively, good job working against this zone. And I shot the ball well, Coach. What, 56% field goal shooting tonight? You have to be happy with that, too.
Yeah, and I thought we took real good shots, too. You know, we made the extra pass. We got good seals on the backside of their defense, set up our shooters, and we fed the ball in the third quarter, especially Zach Stirrup in that quarter had 7 points. And Paul Gettert had seven points also.
Yep.
So, you know, you put those two out there, and we talked about it at halftime. We said, here's the angles that we think we can get you the basketball, and then they come out and they go out for 14 points in the third quarter. So that's just a tribute to the kids listening in the locker room and taking the game plan back to the court.
And it's just the process continues, doesn't it, Coach, with practices and games. You had the week of practice to get ready for this one. You're very happy with things, and next week you hope is a three-game week. You'll have the winner of Boys Town and David City Aquinas Tuesday night to start the tournament. So you're going to see either Boys Town or Aquinas in here on Tuesday. So you got to go back to work at it tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You know, this is a fun time of the year. I like this part right here. You go conference tournament, and then we got some difficult games coming up after that. So, you know, it's a lot of play and a day or two to prepare and get yourself ready to go. You are what you are, and you got to just make sure that your team's ready. You know, everybody's kind of – nobody's going to put anything dynamically new in, you don't think, this time of the year to really play with. So we'll go back, and we'll try to get some things ready for both of these teams. You know, you just never know who you're going to get that second round. It kind of puts the bye teams at a disadvantage in kind of a way, but yeah. You know, it's always nice to not have to play back to back early in the week.
And you hope, of course, to get the three games in, win that win Tuesday, and then the semifinals on Friday. You want to go back and try to defend the championship of this tournament next week. It's kind of a state tournament, a tournament week. You have three games in 1 week, and you want to keep this momentum you have going, don't you? So and you want to have a good week next week.
Yeah, the Centennial Conference Tournament, you can look back and through the record books, and Lincoln Christian's coach told me last year, he said, C2, C1, or D1 has had a state champion or a state runner-up for an odd number of years, and it really prepares you. The conference games against teams like Aquinas and these teams that we play during the season are great competition, and then you get it all in 1 week, and it's a mini state tournament. If you look at the records of the teams and where they're sitting, you know, statewide, you really go, wow, you better be prepared from first round to the finish, and if you can win this, you got a good chance, you know, of having your team in position later in the season.
And the competitive nature of all your kids, Coach. They want to play three games next week. They don't want to have to just play one next week and have that time off till the following week. They want the three games next week, and they want to go back and defend that title, don't they?
Yeah, the practice is not a lot of fun this time of the year, especially when you get a 10-day break if you don't get through that first round. So we've really got to do a good job of preparing our kids on Monday and get them ready for Tuesday night, because it'll be, you know, everybody wants a piece of that hardware on Saturday. And, you know, if our kids are the defending champions, they're definitely going to have a little bit of a target there. But they've had that target now for about 3 years, so they're kind of used to it.
I'll call fun stuff, Coach. Let's hope it's a fun week next week. It was a great effort by your kids tonight, and they'll enjoy it this weekend, I'm sure, and start getting ready for Tuesday and next week. Thanks for coming up, and congratulations.
You bet. Thanks, Blaine. Thanks, Gene.
Appreciate it, Kevin Asher, boys basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, as they win the boys game 63-35 here tonight. We'll wrap things up after this timeout here from Chapman Gymnasium. Back right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Okay, we'll wrap things up here. The official stats from Gene Shaw here tonight, our official statistician. St. C. does shoot 56% from the field. Aquinas, 36%. 22 rebounds for the Bluehawks, only 6 rebounds for David City Aquinas. 3-point field goal shooting, 46% for the Hawks, 42 for David City Aquinas. Aquinas shot only 2 free throws. They were 100% from the line. St. C. 82% from the line. Turnovers only 9 for St. Cecilia. That's their average, so they turn it over only 9 times. Only 9 for David City Aquinas also in the game. 3 blocks for St. Cecilia and 1 for David City Aquinas. And the Blue Hawks win at 63-35. They have 4 in double figures. Zach Sturp with 15. Paul Gettard with 11. 10 for Dalton Seeley. 10 for Bo Schwenka. 8 for Joe Ryan. 7 for Philip Hamburger. And 2 for Matt Kissinger. St. Cecilia, again, down 12-9 in the first quarter, goes on a 20-point run, has the game at 29-16 in the halftime break, and go on to win at 63-35. St. Cecilia outscoring the Monarchs by a 37-9 margin in the second and the third quarters there. So a big second and third quarter for the Blue Hawks, and they go to 11-1 on the year. The Monarchs fall to 5-7. In the girls' game, St. Cecilia wins at 55-47 as they come from one down in the fourth quarter with 3 straight threes and go up on to win by the score 55-47 and 21 points for Libby Kissinger. St. Cecilia boys will begin defense of their Centennial Conference Championship on Tuesday night on this floor, Chapman Gym, at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. They'll play the winner of Monday night's Boys Town and David City Aquinas basketball game. The St. Cecilia girls are the 5th seed, and they'll play at 4th seed at Grand Island Central Catholic at 6 o'clock, also on Tuesday night. We expect to have both those games for you on the radio. We'll give you the finalized plans, the official plans, come Monday. But St. Cecilia boys here at 7 on Tuesday, the St. Cecilia girls at Grand Island Central Catholic at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. The semifinals and finals are all at Lincoln Christian High School. The girls next Thursday, the boys next Friday, and the championship games 1 week from today, next Saturday. Well, that's it from Chapman Gymnasium, a doubleheader sweep for St. Cecilia as they defeat David City Aquinas Catholic in the girls' game. The Hawkettes 55, David City Aquinas Lady Monarchs 47. In the boys' game, St. Cecilia 63 and Aquinas Catholic 35. And that will do it from Chapman Gymnasium for Gene Shaw, for Trevor Maffitt. I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Give him a call at 469-85.